Praise God. Hello, everybody. Glory to God. I trust you're enjoying your faith adventure today. Praise God. Just give him glory, give him praise, give him thanks. That's always a good way to get started and just a good way to continue. Amen. Praise God. God is good and all his goodness is coming toward you today. Amen. Just say that. God is good and all his goodness is coming toward me today. Say it again. God is good. And all his goodness is coming toward me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I just want to just point out, if you guys want the notes to these little messages that I'm doing here about being a doer of the word, just shoot me an email and I can put them together and package them off to you. Praise God, just let you know that the written part of this is available as well. But praise God. Anyway, let's go get started again today. Father, we just thank you again for your word. We bless you and thank you, Lord God, that your word is a good thing. And it's a good, good, good thing, Lord, for us to hear it. We give you thanks for it. And we just thank you, Father God, for opening up our ears, opening up our hearts. And Father, thank you so much for working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to be doers of the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us ears to hear. Father, for putting your words in my mouth. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. So we read our verse here in James. Praise God, our verse says, James 1, 22 and 25, if you've got your Bible. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in the glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise God, we want to be doers of the work of the word. Now, I pointed out a word last time, the word continue. And I just want to just jump on that here for just a couple more verses because the Lord kind of really emphasized that to me. I was going to go a different direction, but he emphasized that to me and I don't want to miss it. The word continue, that's important, that we continue in the word. If you want to turn in your Bible, go to John chapter 8, verse 30 and 32. Now, these are familiar scriptures, or at least part of it is, but I want to point something out. This is all one sentence. Just remember that. As he spoke, Jesus, as he spoke these words, immediately believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him. Now he's talking to believers. He's talking to people that believed on him. He's talking to people like us that believe on Jesus. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, we all the time we talk about you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, but it's not just what you know, it's what you do with what you know. But point that out. If you continue, there's that word again, if you continue in my word. Well, what's that mean? That means you're doing the work of the word. That means you're doing what the word is instructing you to do. You're walking in the wisdom, making the choice, walking in the understanding, walking in the revelation, being obedient, doing the thing that the word is telling you to do. Praise God, you're continuing in his word. Amen? It's wax on, wax off. You're doing it. Maybe you don't even understand why you're doing it, but you're doing what he's telling you to do, and he knows what he's doing. He's the ultimate coach. Amen? He's the ultimate leader. Praise God. He knows what he's doing. So if you continue in my word, he said, then are you my disciples. Then, if you're continuing in the word, then are you a disciple. You may be a believer in Jesus, but a disciple, somebody decides to follow him. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Not just in word, but indeed. You're actually doing it. Amen? and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. It won't just set you free. It'll make you free. It'll change you. It'll change how you look at yourself and how you think about yourself. There was a time Wendy and I were overseas in a particular country, and I won't name it, but the people had been long time under communism, long time under people ruling them. And their desire was to really be free and to really do the, you know, move in the things of God, but they didn't know how to be free. They didn't really understand freedom the way that we in America have had the opportunity to understand freedom. Well, thank God for our nation. Just let me encourage you right here, just in the middle of this, just for a moment. Make sure you pray for our leaders. That's a God-given responsibility. We're responsible to pray for our leaders, whether you agree with them or not. That doesn't make any difference. You need to be praying for them so that they hear what God wants them to do and do what God wants them to do so that our nation can go in the direction that God wants it to go. But we have a responsibility. The church has a responsibility, and we'll be held responsible for whether or not we pray for our leaders. So let me encourage you to do that. Begin to make it a habit every day to pray for them. Just lift them up. It doesn't have to be some long, drawn-out prayer. Just lift them up to the Lord. Pray as He would lead you. Pray in tongues over them, but pray for them. Amen. Amen. That was free. Let's get back to our... Well, you know what? That's doing the word, isn't it, though? Because He exhorted us. Paul said, I exhort therefore. I mean, that's, you know, exhortation's kind of a strong word now. You know, maybe you could say, well, that's not a commandment. Well, it's the word of God, and we ought to do it. Amen. We ought to be doers of that word. Praise God. Praying for our leaders. Amen. Let's just do it. Father, we just lift up our leaders to you right now. Lord, we lift up the president and those around him. We lift up the Congress, the men and women there that form the Senate and the House of Representatives. We lift up the chief justices, Lord, there in the Supreme Court. And then, Father, the governors and the lieutenant governors and all the people that are involved in our state governments. Father, we just lift them up to you. Lord, these elected officials, these people that are standing in positions of legislature, where they're figuring out the rules and the way we're going to do things and how stuff's going to operate. Father, we ask for your wisdom to be given to them. We ask that you send people across their path with your truth, with your wisdom, with your way, with your understanding. Father, we pray that you would open their eyes. Lord, we bind the powers of darkness that would hinder them, that would lie to them, that would deceive them or confuse them. We bind that in Jesus' name. And we say, Father, that your truth and your word prevail, Lord, in our government. And we just thank you, Lord, for those people. We ask you to bless them and help them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so we read John chapter 8. Now let's go to Mark chapter 4, and we'll see something that's similar. Praise God. Mark chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. This is toward the end of the parable of the sower and the seed. It's actually at the end of Jesus' explanation of the parable, but then he go on and he said some other things about the kingdom. Anyway, these verse 23, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even which he hath. In other words, what you hear, if you pay attention to it and you use it and you incorporate it and you make it part of your life, you have it. But remember in James, it says, if you're a forgetful hearer, you're deceiving yourself. Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, but if you're not doing it, you're deceiving yourself. And that's the same kind of thing that's being said here by Jesus in Mark chapter 4. And then in Luke 8, verse 18, I just want to read one verse there, because it's kind of the same story, but he says it a little different. In Mark, he said, take heed to what you hear. So what you hear is important. Amen? But in Luke 8:18, it says, take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Or one translation, even that which he thinks he has. See, there's that deception. If we're not doing something with it, if we're not valuing the word that we're hearing, if we're not applying it, it's going one ear and out the other, and we might think we have something, but if we really don't have a grasp on it, if it's really not working and working in our lives in a real everyday way, then we probably really don't have as much of a grasp on it as we think we might, which means we need to be more active about doing the word. Amen. So again, here what we see from Jesus, it's not important, not only important what we hear, but it's important what we do with what we hear. In fact, it may be even more important about what we do with what we hear, because that affects the outcome of our decisions, right? I mean, our choices. As Jesus said, or as James said, it's the doer of the work that's blessed. Amen? It's the doer of the work of the word that is blessed. So you kind of come to that question kind of like Shakespeare, you know, sort of. To do or not to do, that's the question. That's the question we get faced with all the time, to do or not to do. Well, when it comes to God's word, the answer should always be do it. Amen? John chapter 2, read about Jesus turning the water into wine, the first miracle he did there in Cana of Galilee. Just do it. Just do what he says. Just do whatever he says. That's what Mary's mother said. And you know what that points out to us? That is the key. That's the catalyst to a miracle. Just do what he says. Even if you don't understand it, if you know for sure, for it's a fact, that's Jesus speaking to me, but I don't understand it, Lord, but I'm going to do it anyway, do it. Do it. Do it. Do what he says to do. Amen. Just do it. Borrow another phrase. Just do it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What he's telling you to do, just do it. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, I just ask you to bless the folk today, Father, as they listen. Lord, help us, Lord, to be doers. Help us to just take hold of this and be active in our doing of the word and what we hear you say to us, Lord, what we hear in your word, what we hear ministered to us, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for getting it down in our hearts and helping us get it down in there and work it out, Father. Work it out in our lives, Father, and bring our salvation to its ultimate conclusion, Father. We just bless you. Thank you for working in us. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, bless the people today. Bless them, Father, each one that hears this message in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you have a great day. Selah.